This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Today marks the 10th annual Walk with Excellence, where over 500 graduating high school students from four different schools in the Jane and Finch area march with C.W. Jeffries Collegiate Institute to York University. Faculty, students, and community members walk the same path side by side to celebrate the students' transition from high school to their future endeavors. For the students, this yearly walk is important for them and their future. Yaz Urbanez, a graduating student from C.W. Jeffries, says it's a glimpse into their future.
Coming to the university, like, we walked from a secondary school and then we went to a university. It was like a glimpse of what it's like a transition in our lives. It feels like we're facing the actual world, the actual reality. It's like waking up from the high school dream.
The walk, when first started, was to celebrate the students in high-density areas for their accomplishments as students, and continues to do such, says Ita Sadu, co-owner of the Blackhurst Cultural Center and organizer of the Walk with Excellence. The walk was organized by Sadu and her colleagues at Blackhurst. Sadu has been organizing this walk for the entire 10 years of its existence and helped to start it in the first place. Her hope was to change the narrative around high-density areas.
Young people and students, sometimes in high-density neighborhoods, don't get the credit that is due to them. And sometimes people forget that greatness comes from all places and spaces. So repeatedly in media, whether it be print or electronic, you just kept getting the same one story, one narrative of like the Jane and Finch community in a high-density neighborhood. If you tell people the same thing over and over, they will believe it. Black boys don't read. They do. Black people don't read. They do. Black people don't engage in education. They've done that since Timbuktu. So when you keep saying things over and over and over again, Jane and Finch is probably the most famous intersection in the country. What does Canadians know about the community? I'm pretty sure it is not a very positive and popular narrative. And so generation after generation, people get saddled with this, while at the same time, we've seen all the folks who have come through the community who have gone on to excel in so many ways, not just in their professions as in medicine and agriculture and whatever, but as family and as parents.
After coming to the idea of a march, they went to the local high schools and asked the students in the parking lot if there was a parade for them. Would they go? Sadu says that they received an overwhelming but skeptical yes from the student body. After they went to the schools themselves, Sadu says that they liked the idea as well enough to help organize it.
Because at the end of the day, it's a day for them. It's not against violence. It's not against failing. It's not against crime. It's not against none of those things. It's simply a day to celebrate them. So it was important to have student voice to get their permission. Something can't be planned for students in Jane and Finch for them simply to enjoy, and they don't have to be workshopped to death and surveyed to death and all these different things that sometimes people seem to put through working class people in order to appreciate them.